Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Today is the 15th day of September, and every day is important. Every minute is important as we stand and then stand. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you need to get out your scripture. I just want to say to Don, a shout out to Don here. He emailed me and said, no one listening to your program owes anything on April 15th. Only timid fools are still allowing these bandits to steal their children's food. It is extortion, and giving them money is taking part in a felony. Pretty strong words. Let me go back to Phyllis in Ohio. Phyllis, your son's book is one of the most powerful ever written, and I wish every child could read this book. Your son, John Allen Coey, and that's C-O-E-Y, joined the military, but not this military, because he didn't believe in what our military was doing. But you wanted to share some words from him.
Yes, this is from his soldiers' protest that he sent actually to every representative, family, everybody, to explain what he was doing. And this is a small quote from it, written in 1972. Says, our military may be rendered unfit for war, but it will still be used to enforce totalitarian government if made a part of the UN, quote, peacekeeping forces. No soldier is obliged to serve revolutionaries, opportunists, and subversives attempting to break all constitutional restraints on the power of government. And then I'll go on a short paragraph here. The civilization crisis is a life and death struggle for world power of the alien forces of international finance. And it's now, our existence is now weakened not only by liberal pacifism and moral decadence, but by treason in governmental, educational, and religious institutions. Every officer and enlisted man has sworn allegiance to both the Constitution and the President, but that oath of allegiance is exclusive now. And each must choose either to fight for the liberty of this republic or serve the corrupt oligarchy that intends to destroy it.
Wow.
I wish only to help Americans regain control of the destiny of our country.
That is amazing. You must read those words every day and be so, I don't know, be so inspired every day by what has been left in the legacy of your son. Your son died on what day, Phyllis?
He died July the 19th, 1975, and he wrote this in 1972 when he made his decision to serve in another area.
And he was what age? He was 20.
He was 21 when he wrote this.
Incredible. Hey, thank you, Phyllis, for joining us today. Thank you,
George,
so
just one quick thing.
Uh-huh.
There are 50 copies of his journal left in print now.
That's 50 copies, 50. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That will be it, because they're not going to reprint. So if you want a copy of it, what phone number do they call?
937-465-2211.
It'll be the best
investment
you ever
made. And we have never taken any money for it.
But please send her money and help her out, at least with the postage and at least with the book. Please, ladies and gentlemen. Phyllis Coey, thank you. We salute you. And John Allen Coey, thank you so much for joining us today. Let me go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. I'm going to get through these calls. Then we're going to be talking about clay. And why is clay going to be important? Or heard of the swine flu vaccine? Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Joyce and Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
A little bit of chatter. Benjamin Netanyahu from Israel made a secret trip over to Moscow within the last week or so. It was a cover. Israel's tested a secret weapon that they plan on using to attack Iran. Israel sent a Dauphin-class submarine through the Suez Canal.
Wait a minute. Russia's going to attack Iran?
No.
I thought that's
Israel.
What you said. Israel's going to attack Iran.
Yeah. Benjamin Netanyahu went to Moscow
right.
as a cover. Israel was testing this secret weapon that Israel is going to use to attack Iran. Israel has sent a Dauphin-class submarine through the Suez Canal into the Red Sea and on around the bottom of Saudi Arabia into the Indian Ocean. And the Dauphin-class submarine is capable of launching nuclear.
All right. Thank
ships.
You so much. Thank you so much, Mike, for the information. We'll be right back after a 3-minute break with Clay and Perrier. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the Power Hour. We're going to change the subject from being all hot and bothered and upset to clay. And why is clay so incredibly important? Well, if you don't know, stay tuned. We're going to have 2 hours of information. This is Joyce Riley.
And Josh.
And we thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. It is a time in which we think outside the cage from a health standpoint. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand that our lives can be turned around by things that are and were made by God many, many years ago. And I just thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour today. We have a special guest joining us who is an expert on clay. Perry Arledge is joining us today. She has been a leader in the effort to restore health by the use of living clay, nature's own miracle cure, calcium bentonite clay. I just used it last night. I use it all the time. And not only that, but there's also information that was created called Surviving a Dirty Bomb Attack with Clay. And of course, we've got a special at the Power Hour on clay so that you can get started using it if you never have, or you need to get some more? Well, now's the time to do it. Perrier, I want to say thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today and continuing this fight to tell the truth about clay. Thank you for joining us.
It's an honor and a privilege because you know how I love to talk about clay, right?
You do. I mean, you are just, if somebody woke you up in the middle of the night, your answer would be clay is the answer. You would say that.
Probably so.
Uh-huh.
Probably so.
Yeah, that's right. Now, let's just go back and when did your interest in clay begin?
I was first introduced in clay about 1994 or 95, And I played around with it a while. It was introduced to me by a friend who told me about it, and I thought, this has got to be a hoax. It's nothing can do what he's saying this product will do. This is a snake oil salesman. So I was pretty much a skeptic. And I had a friend with me at the time who had periodontal disease, and she was going to go in and have the surgery where they go in and scrape out the gums, pull your gums back and scrape the teeth. Mm. And she was scheduled for that on Friday, and this was on Sunday when we met this gentleman, and he started telling her, he said, and he had already sent me some clay. I just hadn't used it religiously yet. I wasn't convinced yet. And he said, you give her some of that clay and have her pack that dry powder in her teeth at night and brush her teeth with it and get it down in the gums and do that twice a day and just sleep with it packed in your gums at night. Just put the powder between your cheek and gums and the saliva will hold it there.
Hmm.
And she did that, and she went back to the doctor on Friday, and he said, I don't know what you've been doing, but keep it up. We're not going to have this surgery. And the last time I talked to her, which was about 5 years ago, she hadn't had surgery yet.
Incredible. Now, what do you think happened? What did this clay, and we'll define what clay is in just a second, but what did this clay do for her?
What it did was two things. It pulled blood flow and circulation, and without oxygen and blood flow, the cells cannot revive and rebuild themselves. It pulled out the dead cellular products. Clay hates disease, skin and tissue, and it has a very strong drawing power. Now, I use it, and I don't have those problems with my teeth, but it will pull the bacteria that get lodged down in your gums that cause those pockets to develop where debris and stuff can get caught in there that cause the problems to build. It's clay's strong pulling power. Clay is such a magnificent, strong entity. It's got this charge from Mother Earth, this negative ionic charge, and it's like a Mack truck pulling something. It will pull the bacteria. It will pull through the pores of your skin, heavy metals that are lodged in the soft tissues of your body. And there was an experiment with an egg where they weighed a fresh egg, and then they took that egg and buried it in clay and left it for 24 hours, took it out and weighed it again, and it had lost three times of its weight.
Huh.
It just pulled it out through the eggshell. So it pulled the moisture through the eggshell.
That's incredible.
And the pores of our skin are much more porous than an eggshell. So that gives you a little idea of how strong it is in drawing out positive charged ions and fluids. If you get a swollen ankle and things, Clay, I had a gentleman that sprained his ankle, and it was so swollen he had been soaking it in Epsom salts. He got the clay, he mixed up some of the hydrated, the wet paste, put on there, and he said it was drawing the moisture out so fast that it kept sliding off, and he had to keep rubbing it back on there.
You know, as many times as we have talked about clay, you and I together on the Power Hour here, I learn something every single time. I marvel at what clay does. Well, let's go back to what clay is, because the who, what, where, when, and why is important here for people to understand that have never heard of us talking about clay. We're on a new radio station, KTAE, in California, and I want to welcome them to the program and thank them very much for carrying the Power Hour. And KMET. We're already on KTAE. We're on KMET in the Redlands there on I-10, and we salute those of you who are listening to us in the Palm Springs and area, Riverside, San Bernardino. But these people may have never heard anything about clay because we just started on the program there. What do you mean when you say clay?
Well, clay is volcanic ash. It's inert trace minerals, the burnout core of Mother Earth. So from a volcano, all the impurities have been burned out, and all that's left is this energy-charged ash. Now, it lands in an inland lake or an inland sea, and over millions of years, it evolves and becomes clay. And there are seven different families of clays, and each family, every clay deposit is different. They're like fingerprints. They all have different amounts of different minerals in them. Generally, these clays have from 60 to 70 trace minerals that are on the periodic chart, the chemistry periodic chart. So they have that many minerals, mostly in minute amounts. But all of these minerals from the heat of that volcano have been bound together. So they're in a molecule called clays. They don't break down into the individual trace minerals. So it keeps its integrity. It holds its binding. And this force, this energy, every piece of the clay retains a considerable amount of energy from the magnetic entity of the Earth. So it's literally Mother Earth transformed with this energy in it and all the impurities burnt out.
And Scripture talks about clay or the dirt and healing vision. Clay was used.
You know, God said he took clay and made man.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
Jesus spat on the clay and put it on the blind man's eyes, and he was and washed in the river, and then he had his eyesight back. So, yes, it's been used. It's talked about in the Scriptures. Clay has probably been used since before recorded time. About 1500 A.D., they started having written information about clay, how it was used for medicines and healing. Some of the old tablets, it talked about clay and pill forms and suppositories and eating the clay. So it's been around a long time. And, you know, a lot of us who are older, our grandparents used to use clay.
Oh, really?
Particularly if you lived in the country. It was just known as the healing element that, you know, back before they had drugstores on every corner.
What do you remember from your grandparents using clay?
My grandmother lived in Mississippi. She was a Southern lady, and she used to tell me that they would go down to the river and get clay and use it for insect bites and bee stings and things like that. I don't think they realized exactly what they had there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, clay is not clay is not clay, is it? There are
no
variations in clay.
There are so many variation. It's mind-boggling when you start studying it, and it's just absolutely fascinating. To find a clay that is very all-around and well-balanced is difficult. I've studied clays now since the mid-90s, and I have a tub full of every kind of clay you can imagine in my garage where I've compared them and tested them. Some are gritty and sandy. Some have an odor or a taste to them. They're different colors. They come in every color you can imagine. Usually the color is in reference to some of the dominant minerals. Like your red clays may have more iron and copper in them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're predominantly the healing clays are well known as the green clays from the smectite family of clays.
And we are talking here about something called calcium bentonite clay. What does the calcium and the bentonite mean as far as the relationship to clay?
Okay, bentonite is a clay within the smectite family, and it's the most popular clay for healing. If the calcium, it means it landed in an inland river or lake or a creek, some water deposit, fresh water deposit. And the calcium mineral is dominant. Now, if it land in an inland sea, a saltwater deposit, it's a sodium bentonite. And though these clays swell quite a bit, they're more of a plastic-like clay. They're kind of, when you hydrate them, they're kind of a jelly-like, a goo. They're not as creamy as your calcium bentonite clays, and they have different properties to them. I don't like them for internal. Some people take them up for a clay bath. They seem gooier. I'm more afraid they might clog the pipes.
Oh, uh-huh. Now, what is the after the break, we'll come back and talk about, this is therapeutic grade or pharmaceutical grade clay. What does that mean? I've heard those terms used also. Our guest today is Perry Arledge, and I thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today. There is a book called Living Clay that she has written regarding every use you can imagine with clay. We'll be right back. 4 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
This is it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's out there. Yahweh God gave us everything we need. He tells us that in Genesis. And you know what we did? We said, we'll try man's food, we'll try man's medicines, we'll try man's everything. And you know what? It hasn't worked. And we go back to what is real. Joining us today is one of the most real people with one of the most real items. And you know, when people say to me, well, what are you stocking up on, Joyce? The first thing I tell them is clay, charcoal, oregano. All of those are natural items. And if you have never, ever tried clay, well, just stay tuned a little bit longer. I think you're going to be inspired. you will be inspired. I think I can guarantee you by our guest today, Perrier. Perry Arledge joins us today. The clay is in a 1 pound or 16 ounce container, half gallon or 4 pound, 1 gallon and 5 gallon. There's a new lower price on the 5 gallon. And if I were a family out there, a large family, I would come together with everybody and I would pitch all the money together and get the 5 pound clay. If you've got a lot of people, it's a lot cheaper to do it that way. Perry joins us today and we're talking about pharmaceutical or therapeutic grade. Now, what role does that play and why is that important, Perrier?
Well, what you're looking for in a clay is purity, and pharmaceutical grade is kind of a misnomer with clays because they're constantly changing the parameters, the pharmaceutical companies. They don't really want clay to be recognized, so they keep moving it up where it's almost impossible to meet their standards. Mm-hmm. But here's what you want to look for is the microbial count. Most clay companies do not test their clays. The clay you have is lab-tested every batch they get, and they are under, well under the limits for microbials, yeast, molds, have none of the bad boys, the E. coli, the Staphylococcus, no fecal contamination. So that's telling you it's a very clean clay.
Mm-hmm.
Clays have been, bentonite clays, not all clays, but bentonite clays have been recognized as GRAS by the FDA.
And GRAS means?
That means generally recognized as safe. And this is why they turned a blind eye to clay. Clay is so safe, it gives you nothing but benefits unless you have a detox reaction. And that's just a temporary thing.
I personally have never heard anybody say they had a detox reaction to it, but you say it's possible, though.
Yeah, I've heard of a few cases, but usually they have a whole lot going on in their bodies. So basically what they're doing is the clay is pulling it out faster as it can get out, and they usually break out in a rash or something. The way to know is if, when a rash starts itching, put clay on it. If the itching stops, you know it's not caused from the clay. It's hard to be allergic to something that's inert. And because of that, the FDA knows clay is safe. The particle size of the clay is too large to be passed in through the colon wall and go into the bloodstream. So it's not digested by the body and absorbed into the blood. So there's no worries there, and that's why they kind of turn a blind eye to clay.
Now, clay,
they know it's safe and it's not going to hurt you. I've never heard of anyone dying from clay. I've never heard of clay destroying anyone's organs in the body. All it does is give you benefits.
And a lot of benefits, and we're going to get to that in just a second. But it can be used internally and externally, correct?
Yes. Now, they frown on it being used internally unless it is pharmaceutical grade. And what they require you to do is to process the clay to clean it to some certain standards, to heat it and to make sure, you know, everything is out of it. Well, the volcano heats it pretty good. And it's kind of hard to get anything more out of it. It's pretty inert unless you've thrown something in it and contaminated it. And a good bed of clay is pretty secure. But they will require them to heat the clay or treat it with chemicals or wash it or something like that. And when they do, they're messing with Mother Nature, and they weaken the clay. They take away its effectiveness. The clay needs everything just like it is bound together. It takes like 1,100 degrees centigrade to break down the clay molecule into the trace minerals. So it's bound together with this energy, and it acts as a whole in its drawing powers. Now, the molecular structure of clay has a tetrahedral row, two tetrahedral rows, with an octahedral row in the middle. And this means it's got more space. When this clay gets wet, it swells. It's like little business cards, and these little triangles and octagonals expand. And the impurities, the positive charged ions, which are your virus, your disease, your fungus, your molds, are drawn inside, and they're kind of kept prisoner there.
Okay, negative charge. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, negative charge. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned with Perry Arledge, and the subject is living clay.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you could resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
When you use clay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. We do have detox clay powder here at the Power Hour, all the way from 1 pound or 16 ounces all the way up to 5 gallons. You can call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. The book that she has written, Perrier has put all of her information, all her knowledge into this book. It's got every answer for you you could possibly want in the book called Living Clay, in which she tells you and answers all the questions about what kind of clay, why it's good, who used to use it, the Native Americans, Hunza. It's just amazing how much has been known about it for so long, and yet we didn't know about it. She's got information in here on age spots, candida, burns, calluses, carpal tunnel syndrome, lymph gland swelling, menstrual cramps. I mean, it's just, it is amazing. She has put everything in this book for every symptom that you can imagine, and we use the term symptom for a reason, is in this book called Living Clay. There's another book that we have just a few of, and it's not going to be reprinted again, Natural Healing from the Earth, called The Clay Cure by Rand Nishinsky. And that's a book that I know that she promoted when we first had Perrier on the show, which this book is not going to be available much longer. We've only got a few copies of it left at the Power Hour. And the book called Surviving a Dirty Bomb Attack, Everything You Need to Know About Saving Your Life and the Lives of Those You Love. It's a Living Clay Special Report by David Smith. That is free when you purchase the large container of clay, the big 5-gallon container of clay. And Perrier is our guest today, who has just inspired me to no end. And she continues to study it, continues to learn about clay, and brings us the latest information. You know, Perrier, there was a story that I heard one time, and I can't give it back correctly, but it was so inspiring to me. I remembered it when I was young, in which man wanted to compete with God in what God was doing. You know, man's food, God's food. Man's, you know, well, whatever. We could talk about that all day long. But in this, man challenged God and said, man said to God, I can create just as well as you can. And God, of course, created man from clay. So the man starts out and he says, well, I start with clay. And God said, go get your own clay. I made that, you know, and I just have never forgotten that story. And now that you talk about clay, it just makes it even more important.
It is God made, and you can't reproduce it in a lab. They have tried and tried. There's no way you can put the electromagnetic charge to the clay. There are three things characteristics of clay that make it so amazing. It's the high negative charge. And it's got, also has, this particular clay that you have has a 9.7 pH, so it's high on the alkalinity side. It has an electromagnetic energy that the instant you hydrate the clay, it comes back to life. And by hydrate, I mean you add water. This clay has been dormant for millions of years. And when it's milled and you add water to it, they did a test, and the minute it hits somebody's mouth, a scientist put a patch on his foot and hooked it up to an electromagnetic machine to get a reading to see how soon the clay affected the body. And the minute it hit his lips before he even got it swallowed good, there was a reading on the machine. So it just charges through, and it's so gentle and subtle you don't know the clay is working. That's the beauty of the clay, is it's safe, it doesn't hurt you, and it's gentle. And it heals so quickly that sometimes you forget you had a problem. You have a cut on your leg or a burn, and you put clay on it, and then you think, where was that place? Didn't I have a place on my leg? And you have to start looking for it, because within hours, it's already going through the healing process with this energy and the pH. It's all about bringing balance to the body. pH is extremely important nowadays. They're discovering that your cancer grow in an acidic, non-aerobic environment. Now, clay has an alkaline pH, plus it draws blood flow and oxygen to an area, and that's what stops a lot of cancer. The cells cannot grow in that environment. So not that clay can get to every tumor or every cancer spot, but I've seen it take off skin cancers and really help a lot of people with digestive problems. It's wonderful for. When you get into talking about the healing elements of clay, it's mind-boggling what it can do.
It is. And when you think of all the stories that you have heard and the testimonies that you've received, what would you say? Let's talk about some highlights of people who have used clay that have really blessed you by telling you how they used it and what it did for them.
I just had a lady yesterday call me to tell me she had had diverticulitis. She had had horrible colon problems for years, been taking prescription meds and nothing worked. She said she's been on the clay for 3 months and she has 90% improvement.
Whoa.
And she's off her medicines.
Diverticulitis being so painful and just no answer except for go in and cut it out or whatever, and to think that she could get 90% improvement, that is so wonderful.
Yes, and we have so many people with digestive problems that say, you know, stomach ulcers, that it just heals. Your acid reflux. I used to have acid reflux and have sleep sitting up in bed. If I lay down, I'd regurgitate that acid in my throat. And when I started taking the clay daily, that just went away. And it can do that in 2 or 3 days. I've had people with stomach problems for a year, and they take one dose of clay, and then within 15 minutes, they're getting their first relief from constant pain. Clay is a natural analgesic in that when you put it on something that's hurting, it takes pain away. I don't know how it does that either. If there's still mysteries to clay that none of us, even the scientists, can't understand. But it has a primordial wisdom to it. I believe it has a spiritual element since it's made by God. The Indians say it knows where to go and what to work on, and it prioritizes and goes to the worst concentration of infection first. And you have experienced, as I have, when clay gets hold of something and it's drawing it, it won't let go. If you put it on your skin on an open wound and you go to wash it off and put fresh clay on, there are little pockets of clay that just stick to the skin, and you have to scrape them off. And actually, we say leave it on there. It's still drawing it. Just put some more clay over it.
Interesting. Yes, that's right. That's right. There's little pockets that just won't wash off.
The area that I'm excited about is what it does to stop needless amputations. I wish every time the doctor was condemning somebody to an amputation, they would let me have them for 4 or 5 days with clay, and I believe I could turn it around. In fact, we have. We've taken a lot of diabetic ulcers that people have tried the antibiotics, and it wouldn't hurt, and they were scheduled for amputation. Because clay will clean out the dead flesh, and because it will draw the blood flow and the oxygen. I had a lady the other day that did a clay foot soak, and she said, "I'll never do it at night again." Said, "My feet were so vibrant, I had so much energy that I laid awake for half the night. I couldn't go to sleep. I was ready to go dancing, not sleeping."
You know, we have the article that you wrote called Stop Needless Amputations at the Power Hour that we can provide to you. If you are a person who is concerned about that, this would be a real answer. And I like what you say. Give them to me for just a few days, and I will show you a difference. It's called Stop Needless Amputations by Perrier at the Power Hour. And it was at the powerhour.org or powerhour.com website, the news section. Or we can give you a copy of it at the Power Hour. And this is pretty incredible because, you know, I've dealt with so many amputations. Being a renal transplant nurse, I have seen, more than I would ever want to see, some bilateral, both legs, that would have been incredible if they had something like this. But there's nothing. There's really nothing. Once that amputation starts on one toe, it goes to another toe. It goes to half the foot and up the leg.
Right. It's a prolonged death threat.
And to think that something like this, as inexpensive as this would be, and as painless, which would take away the pain, could help them. It just breaks my heart thinking how many needless amputations there are.
Clay will actually set broken bones. It will right the broken bone. There was a young girl that crushed her eye socket, and there was no way they could set the bones, and they were afraid it would heal and disfigure her face. And they put clay over it. It's like all the bones went into place and it healed in half the time. We had a story the other day of a lady that rescued a little baby woodchuck, and it had broken its leg, and she picked it up and the little leg was just dangling. And it was on the weekend. She couldn't get it to a vet, and she just started dipping the leg in a kind of a soupy, muddy clay. And she said the minute she put the little woodchuck's leg in the clay, he quit squealing and crying.
Whoa.
And he got real still. And she would coat the leg and just set him in the cage. And she had his food up next to him where he wouldn't hop around. And she did that 3 times a day for 5 days. And at the end of the 5 days, she took the cage out and set in the grass so he could get some fresh air. And she looked around and he was climbing the side of the cage and his leg was healed.
Oh, my word.
5 days, it set and fixed a broken bone.
Well, I'll tell you, I certainly salute that lady for doing that and taking the time to try and heal that animal. That is wonderful.
Oh,
that
is uses on her cats and dogs and all of her pets. Old dogs that can't get up the stairs anymore, give them a little clay in their food, and it just revitalizes them. It takes the aches away, and they get up. And there's an old dog that could no longer go upstairs or jump on the furniture. And after 3 days on clay, they found him upstairs on the daughter's bed. And the lady said, my brother kept telling me about this clay, and I was going to try it on the dog first, and after that I started taking the clay.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about, I want to talk about external versus internal, and I want to talk about animal usage also. But let's go back to the use of the internal clay, because you're talking in terms of frequencies here of energy. I mean, the clay has so much energy. When you mentioned the negative ions that attract the positive ions. Now, the negative ions are good, positive ions are bad, and that's the same thing that the Himalayan salt lamps do, is they give off negative ions. So the body, when you put this into the body, you're saying that it sort of goes where it needs to go, or it takes care of whatever problem it needs to take care of. How do you prepare this to drink the clay?
Okay, I take the powdered clay, and I mix it on an 8-to-1 ratio. I want one part of clay to 8 parts of water. So if you get 8 ounces of clay, you want 8 ounces of water, you need 1 ounce of clay, and 1 ounce is 2 tablespoons. So just go down and get you a bottle of water at the grocery store, pour a little bit out, take a funnel, and for every 8 ounces, put 2 tablespoons of clay, put the lid on it, and shake it real, real good. You want to leave some shaking room. Let it sit for 15 minutes, and you're ready to go. You don't need to refrigerate it. You can leave it sitting on the kitchen cabinet. It will last. I have tested as long as 3 months, and it was just as fresh as the day I made it.
Now, I never put it in plastic because I don't want it in a plastic bottle to draw out the phthalates, so I always put mine in glass.
Glass is ideal. A lot of people don't have that privilege of getting something glass, but you want a plastic lid. Remember, clay draws heavy metals, and it will eat metal. So don't use it with a metal lid, and don't use a metal spoon. Now, if you get it around metal, if you put it in a blender to mix it, just wash your blades off immediately afterwards. Don't leave them sitting in the clay. It's okay for a short period of time. It's leaving it in the clay.
Now, I put it in a glass jar and set it on the cabinet. In fact, I went in and got mine out from underneath the cabinet last night to use it, and I mix it, just water and clay. I don't worry about the 8-to-1 or whatever. I just mix it until it looks like it's, if I want to keep it liquid to drink it, or if I want to use it externally and use it as a poultice, and we'll talk about that also. But I'm not really concerned about the mixing it 8-to-1. It's not important that it's 8-to-1, is it?
No, that's just a roundabout figure. I like mine a little thicker. I'm like you. I use heaping tablespoons of clay and from that I like to drink for myself, just for maintenance, 1 to 2 ounces a day, probably twice a day. I'm older and my system tends to be acidic, so I want to keep my pH down. And I can tell when I'm getting acidic. I'll get mouth ulcers. You know how you do when you feel like you're getting acidic. And so I just up my clay and drank a little more clay. Mm-hmm. Now, clay will also lower, taking it internally will lower blood pressure and cholesterol. I believe how it helps with cholesterol is it absorbs the bad grease. Clay will soak up grease. I made a pot of chili. It had grease standing on it. I poured some of my liquid clay, about 1/4 cup, in this big pot, and instantly the grease went into a rich chili gravy. And then I thought, aha, that's how it's helping people with cholesterol. And I have untold testimonials how it's lowered cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar. Not all of everything that clay does can I understand how it does. Of course, the most remarkable one was the young boy on your show. The father called in, and his son had a glaucomic birth defect, and he started having, when he got to be a teenager, he started having these real terrible pain attacks, pressure attacks behind his eyes. And they were so painful they had to knock him out on pain pills. And he ordered the clay and got it the day his son was having an attack, and he just threw a tablespoon in a glass of water and stirred it up and had him drinking it. 15 minutes later, the attack subsided. The next week it happened again. He did the same thing and it subsided. He called me, and we got him on the mixing the liquid clay where the boy didn't have to mix it. He could just go in there and drink a little every day. We put him on a detox protocol of drinking the clay 2 ounces 2 times a day for 14 days. and then finding his maintenance level. And the last time I talked to his dad, it had been a year, and he was drinking an ounce a day and hadn't had another pain attack.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
The doctors had operated 20 times trying to stop it, and their only solution was to remove his eyes from his sockets.
To think the answer could be so simple, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just also, we're coming upon a break, but you know there's one thing that I drink that I love putting it together. And here is a combination of one-third, one-third, one-third. I've told Perrier about this. One-third flaxseed, use organic flaxseed. One-third organic psyllium husk. One-third bentonite clay. Put that in a drink, and I'm going to tell you, it will pull out so much stuff. That is the greatest combination that I have found. And as long as you're drinking the clay, just grind up your flaxseed and your psyllium husk. We have it at the Power Hour, by the way. We have the organic flaxseed and the organic psyllium husk at the Power Hour. It's very hard to find organic psyllium husk, by the way. Blend it all together in that little bullet blender, you know, they show on TV, and you will have it made for a week. Put it in the fridge and keep it, because flaxseed won't get old. We'll be right back with Perrier after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you.
That's right. That's how you feel when you take that flaxseed, psyllium husk, and bentonite clay together, ladies and gentlemen. Take it every day. Some people, then when they're doing a cleanse or the lemonade cleanse, if you're familiar with that, they will take it as much as five times a day. I'm not up to five times a day on it, but some people are. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. And Josh, share with the people what you told me about clay in your family.
Yes,
anytime that we go out for dinner at a restaurant, we usually take some clay afterwards. And I've begun to notice that whenever we do eat out, I always feel kind of gross afterwards.
You know, creepy.
So, creepy, yeah. And so we just go ahead and, as soon as we get home, chug some clay.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Even my 4 and 2 year old.
You've got some babies.
I know.
And your babies eat clay?
They'll drink it.
They will.
Yeah, and you can really tell a difference. My son, I think he knows that after he takes it, he really feels good. And it's almost to the point where he's kind of hyper.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you mix it in a glass, and you mix it real weak, I'm sure. You don't have any clumps of clay in there. I mean,
weak. You know, I mix it for me, and then we all share the same cup and pass it around and chug some clay.
And what do the kids say about it? What do the children say?
Well, sometimes it's I don't want to, but it's too bad you're going to.
But they do drink it.
They do drink it, and they always seem to feel better afterwards.
That is wonderful. Yep. That is interesting. There's a baby's taking clay. Now, our guest today, Perry A., who's written a book called Living Clay, and this is the seminal book on clay, on everything you need to know about clay. Liquid clay, hydrated clay, poultice clay, clay baths, everything is in here. Dry powder application of clay. It's all here. Perrier, that's pretty inspiring that his babies take the clay. But you know what? I bet even a younger baby than that could use the clay, couldn't they?
Well, you know, for years, Aboriginal women have taken the clay, have eaten clay when they were pregnant. And it helps them with childbirth. They can rub it on their tummy if they have a baby that's out of position, and it'll turn the baby. And they rub it on their breast to let down their milk. But there was an article in National Geographic not long ago about the women in Haiti. They have cut down the rainforest and all the topsoil is washed away and they are nutrient deprived. And so they make the pregnant women would make clay cakes and eat them for nutrition to help. Although it's not a food, it does help the body. And they would eat these clay cakes while they were pregnant, and the lady was making them and taking them to market and selling it because they don't have anything to eat, and they're eating the clay. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. Wow.
And, yes, my grandson has taken the clay. He first had his first bite of clay when he was 6 months old. We used him as the clay baby and had him clayed from head to toe, and he stuck his hand in his mouth. He was breastfed up to them. But he will come over. And when his tummy gets upset, because he eats a lot of fruits and things, he'll ask for some clay. He knows it's going to help him. He also asks for it for mosquito bites and any kind of cuts and bruises. He'll say, Mina, I need some clay. And we put his in a little apple juice for him. That helps it go down easier. Now, when you're using the clay, you can put it in any kind of smoothie, and it works very well.
Uh-huh.
You can either put a tablespoon of the dry in the smoothie. If you're putting it in a blender, you may need to add more water because it will soak up the moisture and get real thick. You've probably already had clay because they use it in foods as a thickener. It's what makes chocolate milk thick.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that. I think you did tell us that one time. It is so important to understand that the things that are in clay, we don't know anything about. We don't understand it. We are not meant to understand it, at least in this life, ladies and gentlemen. Call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. We're going to have Perrier with us in this second hour also so we can get a good understanding about it. And we'll let you call in with your testimonies and we might even give you a gift certificate. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 seconds with Perrier. This is Joyce.